So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Gana v'hikdash v'achkach tabachu macher. If someone stole an animal, made a hektish, and then slaughtered it or sold it, misham tashlumi kefil, ve'ena misham tashlumi abo v'chamisha. He only pays kefil to the owner, but not dal v'hei, because as the Gemara explains, he is potter for the tvicha because techi kartavach, the hektish kartavach. At the time of tvicha, the animal already belonged to hektish and not to the owner. And as Rashi earlier explains, one does not pay kefil to hektish because the pasuk of kefil states, yishalm shnaim l'riyehu v'loy l'hektish. And therefore, he does not pay dal v'hei either, because tashluma abo v'chamisha m'rachmana v'loy shleisha v'arba. He's liable only for a knas that amounts to dal v'hei, while here the knas would amount to only gimel v'dalet because there is no kefil. The Gemara asks, Ela hektish lichayiv mali machri lehedjid mali machri l'shamayim. Why is the Ganav not chayiv dal v'hei for making the animal hektish? If he is chayiv for a mechira where he transferred the animal to a common person, he should also be chayiv for hektish where he transferred the animal to hektish. The Gemara answers that there is a distinction between a mechira and hektish. He is chayiv for mechira because the animal becomes completely removed from the ganav, and that mi'ikara tur de Reuven v'hashta tur de Shimon. Before the mechira, the animal was known as Reuven, the ganav's ox, and after the mechira, the animal becomes known as Shimon the lekeach's ox. However, he is potter for making it hektish because the animal is not completely removed from the ganav. Since mi'ikara tur de Reuven, v'hashta tur de Reuven. Even after hektish, the animal remains known as Reuven, the ganav's carbon. The Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Omer kachim shechayev b'achar yusam, misham tashlum edal behe. As the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon actually does agree with the Tanakhama's ruling, ganav v'hektish v'achkach tabachu machar, misham tashlum ikefum. Ve'ein misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. Because techi kotavach, dehektish kotavach. And he is potter for making it hektish because meikar tur de Reuven, v'hashtar tur de Reuven. However, Reb Shimon refers to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which states, Ein ha-goynav achar ganav misham tashlum idal behe. If a person slaughtered or sold an animal that he stole from a ganav, he is exempt from paying dal behe, because the pasuk states, v'gunav mebeis ha-ish, yisham shnaim v'loy mebeis ha-ganav. Only if one stole an item from the original owner does he pay kefil, but if he stole the item from the ganav, he does not pay kefil. And therefore, he is also exempt from paying dal v'hei because tashlume abo v'chamisha m'rachmona v'lo shleisha b'arba. He is liable only for a knas that amounts to dal v'hei, while here the knas would amount only to gimel v'dal because there is no kefil. Similarly, and for the same reason, v'chein gainav hektish mebeis bailam potter. If a person stole someone's carbon and then slaughtered or sold it, he's exempt from paying kefil and dal v'hei because the pasuk states, Megunav mibeis ha'ish, v'loy mibeis hektish. Only if one stole an item from a common person does he pay kefil, but if he stole the item from hektish, he does not pay kefil nor dal v'hei. Reb Shimon now disagrees and says that it depends. Kachim shechayev b'achar yusam chayev. If the carbon was a neder, for which the original owner is responsible, that if the animal is lost, he must bring another carbon, the ganav does pay dal v'hei, because Reb Shimon holds davar gerim l'mamon k'mamon dami. Since the tvicha u'mechira is gerim l'mamon, it caused the owner a loss because he must bring another carbon, k'mamon dami. The carbon is considered the owner's animal, and karina be'vagunam be'seish. However, she'ein chayv b'achar yusam pater. If the carbon was a nedava, for which the owner is not liable if the animal is lost, the ganav pays only kefil, but not dal v'hei, because since the tvicha u'mechira was not gerim l'mamon, it did not cause him a loss, because he does not need to bring another carbon, lav kamam and dami. The carbon is not considered the owner's animal, and loy karina be v'gunav mebeis ha'ish. The Gemara questions this ruling of Reb Shimon, that kachim shechayv b'achar yusam chayv b'dal behei, from another ruling of Reb Shimon, that shechita she'ina ru'uya loy shma shechita. A shechita by which the meat does not become permissible to be eaten is not considered a shechita. And if so, kachim nami shechita she'ina ru'uhi. Why is he chayv b'dal behei for this carbon that he shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash? It became pasul, disqualified as shechut echutz. The Gemara offers two answers. Rabbi Yechanan says, b'shechet temimim bifnim. The ganav shechted the owner's unblemished carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash in one of two possible scenarios. L'shem b'aylam, b'nishbach adam. The shechita was intended for the owner, in which it was a shechita ru'uya at the time, but the blood spilled before the zrika, and the carbon became posel at that later time. Or, shaloi l'shem b'aylam. The shechita was not intended for the owner. However, it was a shechita ruuya because the carbon remains kosher. And in both cases, he's chayev as a gerem lamamin because the owner's obligation is not fulfilled and he must bring another carbon. The Gemara explains in both cases that although the meat of a carbon becomes permitted for eating only after zrika, nevertheless, the shechita alone is considered a shechita ruuya because Rav Shimon holds kala oimid lizar kizarek dami. If at the time of shechita the carbon was qualified for zrika, it is considered as if the zrika was already accomplished. Rish Lakish answers, b'shechet bali mumin b'chutz. The ganav shechted the owner's blemish carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it was a shechita ru'uya because it was redeemed and permitted. However, he is chayv as a gerem l'mamon because the owner cannot sell the animal now to bring another carbon to fulfill his obligation. And although the meat of a balmum becomes permitted only after pidyon, after it's redeemed with money, nevertheless, the shechita alone is considered a shechita ru'uya because Reb Shimon holds kol ha'imin liftois kepadudami. If at the time of shechita the carbon was qualified for pidyon, it is considered as if the pidyon was already accomplished. This discussion continues in the next daf.